Hey, good morning. You've tuned into The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY with Jim and Jack here on a Thursday morning, as per usual. We are just settling into yet another winter wonderland here at good old 88.5 KRFY. Lots to do, lots to discuss, lots to talk about. We have with us four, not seniors, but upperclassmen from Sandpoint High School and from the Sandpoint High School Chamber Choir we'll be in conversation with in just a little bit. I'm Jack. That's Jim across from me, of course. And
this is not a visual medium.
No.
And I could be beside you, I know. Jack, not across from you.
You could be anywhere.
I could. No,
we're both just disembodied voices.
Our voices are anywhere. I do know for a fact that we are being Alexa'd in Arlington, Virginia.
Oh.
So I want to tell the young men here that when you sing, you're singing to Arlington, Virginia.
Awesome. So,
you know, and they might even send you a check. We'll see.
That'd be great.
This is the Ides of February. And I always mention it when it falls on the 15th of the month, because you think of the Ides of March from Shakespeare and the date of Julius Caesar's assassination. And not every month the Ides falls on the 15th. It's only on March, May, July, and October.
So today's the 15th.
Yes. So it's not the Ides.
Oh.
On the other months, the Ides are on the 13th. I tricked you. So really, some people might think, March 15th, that's the Ides of March.
Yes.
You know, I mean, everybody knows that phrase. The Ides of February is a 13th.
Until I started hanging out with you, Jim, I thought that the Ides of March was just like the only Ides. I didn't know that many other months had an Ides. And I still don't really know what it means.
Well, I'm not quite sure either. You know, it says, you know, in the work that I looked up, it says that it's the day in the Roman calendar that marked the approximate middle of the month. You know, it sounds like one of your weather forecasts.
Yeah.
You know, more than likely, possibly approximate. And let me tell you something about this morning. I was stunned when I read the weather for Democracy Now that it's 21 degrees outside. I mean, it's balmy.
Mm-hmm. It felt like 21 degrees in the wind while I was biking down here, but it was, you're right. As soon as you're in the sun, it's like, feels like springtime again, but not, doesn't look like it. It's a kind of a bluebird day out there, as they say.
Until overnight tonight, 1 to 3 inches.
There you have it. I've got the weather forecast in front of me. I'll just run it down real quick. Patchy fog, then mostly sunny today. High of 34 degrees. The fog seems to have dissipated here in town. It may be lingering in the outlying areas, but that'll dissipate before 11 a.m.
Lingering, like fog is lurking.
As it does, yeah. They're very foggy. Anyway, tonight snow is likely after midnight. Snow, then rain and snow tomorrow. Hopefully, I don't want to speak for you, Jim, but I would prefer snow to rain, even at this late date.
I'm not going to be here. I'm leaving at a 4:30 plane to Oakland, and I'm going to be spending a week and a few days extra dog sitting and house sitting in San Francisco.
Rough. Terrible.
Somebody's got to do it.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. We have a full house here in the studio.
We do. We do indeed. Do you want to Should we introduce these folks?
Well, I think we better. I mean, not that anybody, unless their parents or friends, have faces for these names, but we have Ben Robinson, Riley Anderson, Ryan Baumgartner, and Burton Anderson in the studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And I'll let Ben. Ben has been sort of the lead person whom I've been in contact with via email. Ben, who are you? Why are you here? And give us sort of like an idea.
Those are some pretty loaded questions, but I'll give it a go.
they're vague. You can run with them in any direction you want.
I'm Ben Robinson. I'm a junior at Sandpoint High School. I'm the president of the men's choir this year, and we started up the quartet again this year to help fundraise for our upcoming trip with the rest of the chamber choir. And so we're here to promote our fundraising and our concert, our jazz concert this next Tuesday, the 20th, along with ourselves and the jazz band here at the Sandpoint High School.
Can I start off by saying that I'm really disappointed in the four of you that twice I've been out to dinner at two different restaurants, and lo and behold, through the doors come the choir. And I thought they were just for me, but they were fundraising, and I just thought it was a neater thing. And yesterday night, I went out to dinner, and you guys weren't there.
Oh.
You know, I mean,
heartbreak.
Huh? I was just waiting. When are they going to appear? Have they been stalking me? Have they been reading my calendar? But I just think that as neat as can be, you know, I don't know how many of you, I think like 15 or 16. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And how how often do you do that in the community?
So every Friday and Saturday night, we go out with the entire choir, and those of us that can go out that night sign up, and we head out to fundraise. And then the four of us, the quartet, we head out usually one additional night per week, usually Sundays or Wednesday nights.
I just think that's a wonder. Well, first of all, it gives people exposure to you, irrespective of the fact that you're passing the bucket. And I think it gives people a good indication of the quality of the job that you are doing.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, are all of you juniors?
Yeah,
yes. Definitely all art.
Okay, so you're like ooh, a freshman or a sophomore? No way. I mean,
definitely not.
Wonderful. Well, we've got them in the studio to do some singing, and also this is a fundraising. So if there are people who are with their morning cups of coffee and have a checkbook in hand, and we highly recommend a checkbook in hand, where can they send the check to, since they, you can't reach your hand through the radio?
Well, that would be pretty amazing. But you can send your checks either to the high school, which is 410 South Division, Sandpoint, Idaho, or here to the studio, and address them to the SHS Chamber Choir, and Jim will make sure they get to us, or you can send it right to the school, and it'll get to us that way as well.
Absolutely. I'm looking around right now, the radio station. Oh, yes. You can send the check here to 323 North First Avenue, or you can drop the check off here at the radio station. And once again, Ryan, to whom should they make the check?
The SHS Chamber Choir.
Okay, and then we will make sure anything that arrives here that it will get to the proper people at the high school.
Should we talk a little bit about where the money goes?
That'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are raising money for a field trip of some kind. That's not exactly.
A very fancy field trip.
Yeah.
Yes. We have booked a cruise down on the southeast part of the United States, down in Florida, and we're going to be going down to the Bahamas, and we're going to be singing on the cruise ship, the whole choir, for the passengers. So it'll just be a really cool experience for us.
Now, when will this occur?
It will be the June 10th. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
June
10th. Of this year, yeah.
Okay, and you've been raising funds for how long?
Ooh, since
the beginning of the school year, beginning of about September. Year.
Yeah. And do we dare ask, how far are you towards your goal?
We're about 2/3 of the way. I'm the treasurer. So that's my job. So we're about 2/3 of the way to the goal. So we're actually doing pretty well for our timing. There's still a lot to do, but you know, the community's been very supportive. If they can just support a little longer, that'd be amazing.
Wonderful. So again, write the checks to
SHS Chamber Choir, and that's 410 South Division, or here at the station, which is
323 North First Avenue, or I would imagine you could just run it into the school or run it down here to the station.
Catch us out downtown Friday or Saturday.
Absolutely. When you're out eating in and about, you might run into these four young men as well as other choir members. What's the first song you're going to sing for us?
This is You've Got a Friend in Me from Toy Story. It's kind of a fun way to start off the morning, I thought. This is our newest song. I think we have all enjoyed it pretty much.
Good, good. This is Ben, Riley, Ryan, and Burton. And here they go.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
And
when the road looks rough ahead, and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Son, you've got a friend in me.
I'm saying you've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me.
You've
got troubles. I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do for you.
You stick together, we can see it through. 'Cause you've got a friend
in me.
Some of the folks might be a little bit smarter than I am, bigger and stronger too, but none of them will ever love you
the way I do.
Just me and you, boy. And as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. 'Cause you've got a friend in me.
Good job. That's now that's from Toy Story?
Yeah.
Two?
The first one.
The first one. That's the only one I've seen. I haven't seen. I love that movie. I love that movie. Great. Now, I just a little bit of background. How do you pick a song to do?
There's a website called JW Pepper where we get a lot of our sheet music from, and so does our choir director, Mr. Brown Allen. So every once in a while we go on there and we just look around at some of the a cappella men's arrangements, and we pick something that we really like.
Yeah. And we have a group text, and there's always one of us who's on there, spends way too much time on there, sends one out. Let's try this one. Let's try this one. So we have about a whole Google Drive folder full of songs and sheet music that we still need to learn that I've slowly been putting in there. It's like, well, let's do this.
Yeah. Ryan
less time than songs. But it's, you know, we'll get to them eventually.
Mm-hmm. So how long do you work a song? I mean, now, you know, how long do you prep it or prepare it or rehearse it before you give it to us for the first time?
Well, you've got a friend in me. We really just started. We maybe put in 3 days, but we put in a lot of like individual work, and then we just put it together in maybe 2 or 3 days.
Oh, so in other words, you sometimes do it individually in the beginning, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. then?
Yeah, usually when we get the street sheet music, I usually play out the parts for each of us, and Ryan helps me. And then we record it and I send it out to them, and we put it on our Drive folder, Google Drive, and then we each practice it individually.
So. What's it like practicing it individually, then all of a sudden all four of you getting together and go, whoa, that sounds really wonderful.
There's a lot of that, and then there's also a lot of, oh, I was not doing that right. So that's always fun to surprise and work out for the first couple times.
We are in conversation with Ryan Baumgartner, Burton Anderson, Riley Anderson, and Ben Robinson from the SHS Chamber Choir. Juniors at Sandpoint High School here in Sandpoint, Idaho. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY. This is the morning show with Jack and Jim. And you guys are here to fundraise for this chamber choir trip, which will be a June cruise down to the Bahamas. Did you guys consider, were you allowed to consider any other destinations? Were you involved in the process of choosing where you end up going on this trip? Was Saskatchewan mentioned?
Yeah. Or Topeka.
Yeah.
Well, our choir director gave us mainly two options this year. He wanted to go on a cruise. He said we could go to, we could aim for the Bahamas, or we could go down off of, out of LA to Mexico. And so that was the cheaper option, but we all mostly opted for the Bahamas cruise.
Yeah, we were all excited about it.
It also has to do with the different programs that the cruise lines offer for us. So this one offers us to, you know, perform for the whole ship, which is pretty cool. And so different cruise lines do different things. Some have, you know, music educators there to help you. And that was part of the decision too. I think, you know, deciding that we did want to perform for a whole cruise ship and be cruise ship performers for a little while. So that's one of the reasons we picked the Bahamas cruise.
Now, how long will you be gone for?
Well, it's a four night cruise. Yeah. So we leave actually June 9th at 11:30 PM out of Spokane International Airport. And then we get back around June 15th.
Yeah.
Now, will you do any singing at your destinations like Bermuda or other places, or is it just on the ship?
We are officially just singing on the ship, but mm-hmm. I'm sure Mr. B will have us throwing in some impromptu songs throughout the airports or wherever we have to be.
Flash mob things.
Pay to get home.
Yeah. The cool thing about being juniors is all of us also went with Mr. Brownell to LA, and I can remember being on the plane and he would start a song and everybody would be, what, what? Because we're all sitting in different places. And then all of a sudden there's somebody next to you singing a song. Or when we're down in Spokane, we're at the mall and he's like, okay, we're all going to sing a song. And then we just start bursting into song wherever we are. So I'm sure that'll happen.
It sounds like a rave. Yeah. That can occur. Now, when you said you went down to LA, was that your freshman year?
Yes.
Okay, so nothing your sophomore year. This is your junior year, and nothing will occur your senior year. So every 4 years, students get to do it at least twice.
Yeah, they choose to do so, yeah.
Oh, how wonderful. Are you guys, does this excite you to be able to do this?
Oh yeah, this is awesome, and we've been around each other since freshman year, so that's also part of the reason we were deciding, let's do a quartet. That this is who we did. We all know each other, hang out outside of quartet. So that's also.
Besides the raising money for the trip, do you guys have a concert coming up in the spring, or when's the next time that, other than on Friday, Saturday nights, other than that, when's the next time we might be able to see you perform?
Yeah, our next concert is this February the 20th. It's a Tuesday. So February 20th.
Next Tuesday.
Yes. February 7th. 20th. Oh my goodness. Have a concert at the Sandpoint High School, which is 410 South Division Avenue. And we're singing, the chamber choir is singing our jazz music along with the Sandpoint High School Jazz Band. We'll be playing their jazz tunes as well.
And at what time?
7 p.m.
7 p.m. And is it a donation, or how does that work?
You know, this one, normally I would say yes, but this one is also with the band, so I'm unsure. But if it is, it'll probably be about $5.
Excellent, excellent. We're here with four members of the Sandpoint High School, men's choir. I mean, there's also women in it, too, as well, but the general. But you're the man choir, correct?
Mm-hmm. Right. So we're the men's quartet.
Okay.
The girls don't have one yet. They might. And there's 16 of them and 24 of us in the... what makes up the chamber choir.
So in other words, there's going to be 40 students. Wow.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
How exciting. Okay, we're here with Ben Robinson, Riley Anderson, Ryan Baumgartner, and Burton Anderson. And they're going to sing another song to us. What did you decide to go with as your second song?
This is Good Night, Sweetheart, Good Night.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
Good night.
Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and baby, I just can't treat you right. Well, I hate to leave you, baby. Don't say maybe, because I love you so. Oh, good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night. Good night.
Now your mother and your father might hear if we stay here too long. One kiss and we'll part. I'll be going. You know how I hate to go.
Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night,
sweetheart.
Good night.
Good night. Good night,
sweetheart. Sweetheart. Good night.
Excellent. This is probably way before even your parents were born that I remember the McGuire sisters singing that on the Arthur Godfrey program in the 50s. That just takes me real back, like kiss you goodnight and about your concern about the parents. That is a great song. We're here with four members of the Sandpoint High School Choir, and let's give them the address and let's have those checks coming in. First of all, Ryan, who to make it out to?
That would be the SHS Chamber Choir.
And the location, where do we send the checks?
That would be 410 South Division, Sandpoint, Idaho.
There we go.
Or you can send it care of this radio station, KRFY 323 North First Avenue, Sandpoint, Idaho 83864.
Yeah. These guys have been working this morning. We get to take a little break, Jim.
I'm sipping my coffee while listening to them. And so how's the junior year outside of singing whatever? How has junior year been for you guys?
It's been pretty great. I mean, just being together as a group, it's kind of new to us, but really we do sectional CDs in choir and we're all kind of used to working with CDs and working on individual parts. But really we've just been very good at singing.
Well, you're upperclassmen now.
Right.
I mean, you know, you have other students looking up to you going, wow, aspiring. You know. Hey, but then they're still the seniors.
Right, of course, yep. Yeah, we have still a couple of those.
You still have seniors on top of us. So
yeah.
You're not at the top of the pecking order yet. So what does the rest of the year shape up for the choir? You have the February 20th at the high school this Tuesday. And what else? Any other big events coming up?
Yeah, so the 23rd of February, we are going down to the U of I campus for the Lionel Hampton Jazz Festival. We're going to be competing down there against other choral groups. So we're going to go down
the whole
there.
Choir or yes. Just you four?
Yes, the whole chamber choir is okay. Going down along with the Sandpoint Middle School Select Choir. We're all going down together this Friday, the 23rd. And then later up, we have our large group in the spring, which is a competition or kind of like a education clinic style event that we go to. And then we also have our end of the year concert in June.
Right, and then a lot of the choir kids also are a part of Shrek the Musical in April. Because it's a musical, right. You get all the choir kids there, want to sing some songs. Mm-hmm. So that's another big thing for us in April.
So what is it like down at U of I when you go down to a choir competition? Do you get just like one shot and sing like X number of songs? Or how does that work? I've never attended one.
I believe that they give us a time frame and we sing our songs there. They give us a short little clinic, help us improve, and then there are judges there, and they give scores, and they watch all the other choral groups. And then at the very end, there's a concert at the Kibbe Dome there, and the select few get to come up on stage and perform for all the other groups that are there.
Wonderful. Do you know how many schools will be in competition?
I don't.
This year, this is kind of new for us. I don't think, have you guys ever been to this competition yet?
No, we never.
We haven't gone. Mm-hmm. I went in middle school, and unfortunately, it just wasn't up to par those last few years. They just recently have hired all new staff concerning this festival to try to revamp it, get it back to where it was.
I've got another question. I mean, you brought that up when you were talking about the choir director, like in an airplane. Let's start singing. I noticed the four of you drove up this morning in the same car. Were you singing?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We were. That was actually one of the conversations we had this morning. We're like, okay, so we're all going to meet there at 7:50, but we need to warm up. It's like, okay, we'll carpool.
I mean, do you find yourself, like, let's say when you walk out to the mall or walking, and it's just the four of you, do one of you start something and it's spontaneous?
Well, sometimes, yeah, when we're walking down the street, if the four of us are all out serenading on Friday or Saturday nights, or if we're out just the four of us fundraising, we'll just randomly start singing in the street. We're usually working on a newer song.
Make all of our choir buds listen to it first.
Yeah.
Can you guys tell me a little bit more about the concert that we can go see on next Tuesday night? It's you and... It's the chamber choir and the jazz band, right?
Yes.
Yeah, what are you going to play? Or what are you going to sing?
So we are going to be singing, the four of us, well, the entire chamber choir will be performing, and we'll be performing People Will Say We're in Love from the musical Oklahoma, an a cappella arrangement of My Funny Valentine, and Chili Con Carne, along with...
Younger than 20. And those are all four pieces that we're going to be taking to our jazz festival. So it's kind of like a...
Oh, the one down at U of I.
Yeah. Right. So it's going to be like a pre-performance for those four songs.
Yeah. Who's, do they have a down at that jazz fest? Do they have a headliner? I know, well, maybe you guys don't know yet. I know that I've been down to jazz fest. They have, it's not just high school, you know, choirs. They have other musicians from around the country come up and get together. But I don't know who's going to be there this year. Should be a fun time, I hope.
Yeah, I know when I went there in the past, when I was in middle school, they had the U of I jazz band perform for us there, and a few other musicians from the area perform as well.
Mm-hmm. We are talking here to members of the SHS Chamber Choir.
And this is Jack and Jim on the 88.5 Thursday edition of The Morning Show. And we know that you have another song lined up, right?
Yes.
All of a sudden, silence. The look on their faces.
Yeah.
We only know two songs.
This is our next song, Happy Together by the Turtles.
So happy together. So happy together.
Imagine me and you. I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the one you love and pull the tie. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me and ease my mind, imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Together, I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life. Me and you and me, no matter how they toss the dice, it had to be the only one for me is you and you for me. So happy together,
so happy together. I can't see me loving nobody but you for all my life. When you're with me, baby, the skies will be blue for all my life.
Me and you, and you and me. No matter how they toss and dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
Together.
Good job. We're now up into the 60s. I remember that song. We did Maguire Sisters in the 50s. This is, I think, 1967. I could be wrong on that. Good job, the Turtles. We are here with four members of the Sandpoint High School Choir, Ben, Ryan, and Riley, and Burton, and we're raising money, right?
Well, I hope so.
We want to hear those checks coming in, and Ryan, you're the financier.
That would be the SHS Chamber Choir, 410 South Division. That's the high school, or 323 North First Avenue, and that is downtown Sandpoint. That's the radio studio.
Or you can bring the check by the radio station or the high school.
Yeah. You guys are doing great, and thanks for coming in early in the morning.
Are you missing classes?
Yeah.
Where are you supposed to be?
I'm supposed to be in student council. Hi, Mary. I think you're listening.
I'm supposed to be in strength and conditioning.
I'm supposed to be in Spanish,
and this is history for me.
Now, are you guys in any same classes together?
Choir classes, basically. It, right?
Yeah. I have quite a few classes with Ryan.
We do.
Okay. We have Spanish.
Spanish 3.
Yep. Spanish 3. We got chemistry together, and we have English together.
Yeah. These guys we don't see a lot.
Okay. What strength and conditioning? Is that in the weight room?
Yes, that is in the weight room, and basically the football players and other athletes basically just all come together and work out and get better at being stronger.
And do you hum while you're doing that? I mean, do you have earbuds in and listen to music?
No, we don't have earbuds and listen to music, but we usually just have a speaker and just play all kinds of music.
Oh, so wonderful.
Riley
wonderful.
Plays football. Ben runs for track and cross country.
Yeah.
And then... Oh, right. Sorry. And then Barton's in Shrek. He's actually Shrek. He has the lead. And then I'm doing Shrek this year, too. And then I'm also doing Boy Scouts. So we're all very busy. And I think that's one of the things that's been different about junior year is we don't do anything together. And yet,
well,
we
you
still,
do sing together.
We do. Yeah. We do.
And
but
quite well.
All of our other stuff, we're normally in different places. So it's been really hard to get together. And that's been different about junior year. Being
yeah.
Busy.
Do you find that it's hard to... get to you, like you mentioned, Burton, that you send out and you work on your individual, but to get all four of you together in one place at one time might be like herding chickens and cats and things like that.
Yeah, it was.
I think that would be an under exaggeration.
It was definitely easier, like when we started in the summer, because we like bammed out our first two songs really fast together. Like we would practice a lot and then. But once school started, it definitely, like, it's harder to get together.
You head in different directions.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Football and then the musical. And
then track.
And track's going to be starting up.
And then doing the books.
Oh, yeah, that's a crazy spreadsheet I've got there. Luckily, it takes care of itself pretty much. Lots of formulas.
Burton, you're Shrek?
Yeah, I am.
We may have to have you back or some representatives of the musical back, so I don't want to spoil it right here, but are you going to do a Scottish accent?
I'm working on mine. It's getting there.
Well,
I'm good.
You're not at this time, is what you're saying. Okay. And Ryan, you're going to be in it too? Donkey?
No, I am the Big Bad Wolf.
And I'm also in it too.
Oh, you are.
I am one of the three little pigs.
Nice.
Oh, what fun. And you're left out, Ben?
Yeah, I'm the one quartet member not in the musical.
Normally, I don't either, but this year I realized that they're so busy, I would see none of my friends.
Now, do you guys plan to be together your senior year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then after that, but let's not think of that. Let's think of right now.
Yeah, that's rough.
How about another song? We're here at 88.5 KRFY. What, you've got,
two more.
Two more to go. Wonderful. This is Ben, Riley, Ryan, and Burton. Send those checks in.
The SHS Chamber Choir at 410 South Division or the radio station at 323 North First Avenue, both Sandpoint, Idaho.
Perfect. And your next song is?
This is Crazy Little Thing Called Love by Queen.
Crazy little thing called love, da 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 da. Well, this thing called love, it cries like the baby's in a cradle all night. It swings, it jives, shakes all over like a jellyfish. I kinda like it.
I like it.
Crazy little thing called love. There goes my baby. She knows how to rock and roll. She drives me crazy. She gives me hot cold fever. She gives me in a cuckoo sweat. Ba ba ba. Da ba ba ba. Da 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 da.
I gotta be cool.
I relax.
I get hip.
I get on my track. Take a backseat. Hitchhike.
Hitchhike. Take a long ride on my motorbike.
Until I'm ready.
Ready, ready.
Crazy little thing called da ba da da ba da da.
Oh, this thing called love, I just can't handle it. This thing called love, I must get around to it. I ain't ready.
Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love.
Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing.
Called
love. She drives me crazy, but she's the one I love.
Excellent, excellent. The Queen, Freddie Mercury. Would that be the 80s?
Yeah, 70s or 80s?
Yeah. It was just sort of like, it might be late 70s and 80s. I'd like to ask you, you know, you're singing here as a quartet. When you sing by yourself, do you hear things differently as opposed to when you're with the other three members? How does that work in terms of, let's say, if you were a solo as opposed to where you are now?
It's definitely a lot different because when in barbershop music, especially when you just sing your part alone, some of the notes like don't sound right because there's a lot of accented ones and accidentals and Brian complains about it a lot because baritones get that really bad, but so it doesn't sound right when you're singing it alone, but when you put it together it like produces this really unique sound and it sounds really awesome.
Now what are you hearing? I mean, I know that when, you know, I know very little about music in terms of singing and whatever, but when you're singing in a quartet, do you hear the other members?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not hearing the person next to you, you're being way too loud. That's also something I do sometimes.
And I definitely do it sometimes. In fact, last time.
Well, okay, Ryan, you're the farthest away from Ben. Do you hear Ben? And Ben, do you hear Ryan?
I definitely hear Ryan.
why do you say definitely?
Just because a lot of his parts are pretty high for him. But he gets up there and he does a great job. Yeah,
right, so baritones are that weird, awkward stage, the puberty of quartet.
And what it is
we have the part that like has some bass notes, some tenor notes. So a lot of it is like right at the top of my range. So I'm pretty much yelling for parts of it. So Ben's gonna hear me. Last time we performed at the concert, we performed. Sometimes we'll perform our own song at one of our concerts. I wasn't mic'd, and yet I was probably the loudest. But I also hear Ben, too, because he has a really unique part and he has a really fun part. With all these, you know, we're doing some older songs, a lot of these duo-ops have really great bass parts because it's a lot of doom, 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 doom. So I always hear that.
It's all the same, basically.
Now, do you stand in the same order every time you perform?
Whether it's on purpose or on accident, we end up having our weird little order. Normally, you kind of see the high end on one side and the low end on the other. But
is that common in quartets?
Oh, yeah. So yeah. It would be bass, which would be Ben, and then baritone, which would be me, and then tenor two, which would be Riley, and tenor one, which would be Burton. And we stand in a very weird order.
Yeah, our order is quite different than what we would even expect. Like, we thought we would line up just like that, but we actually have, like, I am the bass, Ben, mm-hmm. I'm on the far left, and then it goes from left to right, it's me, Riley, tenor two, Burton, tenor one, and Ryan on the far right as our baritone.
I should be next to Ben, but we'll roll with it. This is the way it's stuck.
I think it kind of helps with maybe balancing out the all of the different tones.
Now, what's the difference between tenor one and tenor two?
Well, in this sense, I'm actually really the lead, and I mostly just sing the lyrics while Burton would be singing all the really high notes. But if you were to say tenor two is usually a little bit lower than tenor one.
So you're both tenors, but Burton's hitting the higher tenor notes?
Yeah, in barbershop music, it's usually a certain order most songs follow. The bass sings the bottom, the root of the song, as you would call it. Riley, the lead, would sing the melody, which is second tenor, and like the part you would sing along with. Mm-hmm. Ryan, kind of the baritone, fills in the notes that needed to be filled in the middle to complete the harmony. And then the tenor would usually sing the melody, the harmony above the melody.
I sing everything that doesn't get sung.
So,
and what does Ben do?
So I'm the bass, and I sing the root of the song, usually like a pretty straightforward bass line.
Awesome.
More or less straightforward with some of these pieces. But
okay, you mentioned, Burton, you mentioned that Ryan fills in the notes. Is that arbitrary? Can he like just, I think I'll do a couple extra things here? How does that work?
When I haven't practiced a lot, yeah, that's how it works. But no, normally I have a set part, which will go along with the sheet music. But yeah, if I'm not sure what I'm doing, that's exactly what happens.
Yeah. Well,
Well, it certainly seems like the four of you enjoy being with one another. And I think that's very important in terms of to create that overall wonderfulness. How's that? We are here with Ben Robinson, Riley Anderson, Ryan Baumgartner, and Burton Anderson. And they are with the Sandpoint Choir. And the reason why is they're raising money.
SHS Chamber Choir, 410 South Division, or 323 North First Avenue. Jim will make sure those checks get to us. We really appreciate it.
Absolutely. And the reason why we repeat is this is radio, and you might be sipping your coffee or distracted by looking out at the bird feeder or something like that and not catch exactly where the checks go. Really appreciate the four of you coming out. And what do you have as your closing number?
This is The Longest Time by Billy Joel.
Going back in time again.
Okay, good. Billy Joe, this is the Sandpoint Quartet.
Whoa, for the longest time. Whoa, for the longest, if you said goodbye to me tonight, there would still be music left to write. What else could I do? I'm so inspired by you. That hasn't happened for the longest time. Once I thought my innocence was gone, now I know that happiness goes on. That's where you found me when you put your arms around me. That hasn't happened for the longest time. Maybe this won't last very long, but you feel so right, and I could be wrong. Maybe I've been hoping too hard, but I've gone this far, and it's more than I hoped for. Who knows how much further we'll go on? Maybe I'll be sorry when you're gone. I'll take my chances. I forgot how nice romance is. That hasn't happened for the longest time. I had second thoughts from the start. I said to myself, hold on to your heart. Now I know the woman that you are. You're wonderful so far, and it's more than I hoped for. I don't care what consequence it brings. I have been a fool for lesser things. I want you so bad. I think you ought to know that I intend to hold you for the longest time. Whoa, 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 for the longest time.
That's the SHS Man Choir, as they call themselves. That's Ryan Baumgartner, Burton Anderson, Riley Anderson, and Ben Robinson, left to right across your radio dial, with Billy Joel's For the Longest Time, which is from
an The Innocent, Innocent Man. Man album, a great album.
1983, which, and the Queen song that they sang, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, did come out in 1980, but Freddie Mercury wrote it in 1979.
Boy, you, you guys are covering the decades.
No, I changed my mind. It actually, it was, the album came out in 80, but it was released as a single in 1979. So they did cover, they covered the 80s, the 70s. Happy Together was the 60s. Good Night, Sweetheart was from your childhood, Jim. And then, and You've Got a Friend in Me is from the 90s. You guys did it.
Is Toy Story from the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys are still stuck in the last millennium.
The next, we just got to get a couple from the O's and the 10s.
I want to do a Backstreet Boys song next.
That sounds fun to me. Wonderful. Thank you guys so much for coming in. And one more time, this is a fundraising effort for the choir event taking place in June, a cruise where they're going to be singing on chip, 40 members, and they really need your financial support. They're almost there, but they're not there. We don't want to leave a couple on the dock like, okay, we can only take 33. This, the seven of you, can, we want them all to go. So we're going to turn now to Ryan, and you give us all the info that's needed.
Right. So while we hope to see you on Friday or Saturday out at the restaurants, we'd really appreciate it if you sent a check addressed to the SHS Chamber Choir, and that would be to 410 South Division, Sandpoint, Idaho, which is the high school, or here to Jim at 323 North First Avenue, which is the station, and he'll make sure we get those as well. So thanks so much. Absolutely.
And we'd love to see you at our jazz concert February 20th. It's Tuesday at 7 p.m.
I would be there. Unless you come down to San Francisco, where I will be.
Well, you have fun.
I will try. I will be dog and house sitting. Thank you so much for, and please keep us on your map with upcoming events. We love to have you in the studio and have you singing. We really appreciate that.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, have a lot of fun.
Okay, we're going to do a song now as we say goodbye to the choir. This is a song that was released on this date in 1965. And pay close attention to the introduction, because it's the first time, supposedly, that it occurred in a pop recording. Here we go with the Beatles, 8 days a week.
Thanks for listening to the KRFY Morning Show. For copyright reasons, we can't reproduce protected music on the podcast edition of The Morning Show. But feel free to tune in live at 8 a.m. at 88.5 on your radio dial, or listen anywhere in the world by streaming us through our website, krfy.org. If you listen live, you can hear the full program, including musical breaks. While you're visiting krfy.org, consider tapping that donate button and help keep KRFY providing unique quality radio in North Idaho. Thanks for your support. We now return to the show.
That's a little band from Liverpool called The Beatles. Perhaps you've heard of them. That was 8 days a week. You are listening to The Morning Show here on 88.5 KRFY. We just said good morning to Ryan Baumgartner, Burton Anderson, Riley Anderson, no relation, and Ben Robinson from the SHS Chamber Choir and the SHS Choir as a whole from Sandpoint High School here in Sandpoint, Idaho, where this broadcast originates. 88.5 KRFY, you are listening to The Morning Show. I'm Jack, and that's Jim just coming in from the hall where he was conducting a little business.
A little business. Let's do some events that are occurring. I'll let you start.
I can begin. I will tell you what's going on this week. Well, it was Valentine's Day yesterday. I don't know if you knew that. It's, of course, now an event in the past.
You bet.
I bet you did. I made a little shrimp at home.
Oh, there you go. Well, here's what. Let me start with, speaking of dinner, there are free community meals today at noon at the Bonner Gospel Mission. That's at 455 Triangle Drive in Ponderé. And then 4 to 6, the United Methodist Church here in town, 711 Main Street. And then at 5 p.m., also the Bonner Gospel Mission, 455 Triangle Drive, Ponderé, Idaho. Free community meal schedule, and I think it's great that there are places where people can go to get food, and I think that's important.
Yeah. Do we know who put together that calendar? What organization?
I have no idea. It's a free community meal schedule. There are meals every day of the week, a free. And if you want more information, by all means, you can call the radio station here at 208-265-2992 to get information.
Coming up tonight as well, we've got it's Girls Pint Night out. If you are sick of romance, ladies, then why don't you head on out to Girls Pint Night Out? Cool chicks, great beer, no dudes. Join Vicky at the big table inside the Idaho Poor Authority for an evening of tasting chocolate and beer at the Idaho Poor Authority. Also coming up tonight, Randy McAllister and the scrappiest band in the motherland at the Panada Theater. Grammy-nominated singer, harmonica player, and drummer Randy McAllister at 7:30 p.m. at the Panada Theater tonight. Soulful Texas Blues at their best, the scrappiest band in the motherland. Tickets are available at Eve's Leaves, Eichardt's, Skull Tap Room in Ponderé, at the door and online. Also coming up tomorrow, the 16th, the Sandpoint Winter Carnival kicks off. Activities galore. There's a full schedule of activities at sandpointwintercarnival.com, but I know tomorrow night is the opening parade, the parade of lights. Do you think they have do you know anything about it, Jim? Do they have the hat this year?
No, I do not know.
I don't know either.
I do want to mention, though, that this doesn't have to do with the parade, but it just was released on Monday that the Panada Theater is showing Lady Bird on this Saturday and Sunday. And this is a movie that has been nominated for Best Picture, Best Lead Actress, Best Supporting Actress, Best Director, and Best Original Screenplay. And it's a movie that takes place in 2002. An artistically inclined 17-year-old girl comes of age in Sacramento, California. And I've seen the trailer, and it looks absolutely wonderful. The Panada was able to bring it in on short notice. So this is Saturday at 3:30. And at 7:30, February 17th, and on Sunday, February 18th, at 3:30. And from what I understand, it's a great movie and lots of attention. So that's at the Panada.
I'm excited to see that. That's supposed to be really good. And like you said, nominated for all the awards.
All over the place. Mm-hmm.
There's music at the Idaho Poor Authority tomorrow night from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. with Bright Moments Jazz. Music at the Winery with Michael and Shanna from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Ponderé Winery, 301 Cedar Street, just down from the Idaho Poor Authority. The Parade of Lights I already mentioned. Farmhouse live music out in Ponderay if you are feeling like being a little bit north of town. Or maybe you're just getting off the mountain. The Farmhouse in Ponderay on Highway 95 features live music with Tom DeRozzi from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. There's live music at the Wine Bar down here in just across the street from us at the Cedar Street Bistro Wine Bar on the Cedar Street Bridge from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. with Josh Hedlund. And it is Third Fridays with Devin Wade if you're feeling a little more upbeat, countrified, footloose, and fancy-free. Devin Wade will be performing at McDuff's Beer Hall Third Fridays with Devin Wade from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Fun boot-tapping country tunes. And that's at McDuff's Beer Hall, 21 and older. It's also, there's a Chinese New Year party.
Evans Brothers, and we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
You can always go to Sandpoint Online to find out about community events. We do want to thank again Ryan Baumgartner, Burton Anderson, Ben Robinson, and Riley Anderson for coming in and singing and bringing us the joy of being a high school student, which I think is very important during these times. And again, please support this incredible talent and by donating to their trip coming up in June. You can send the check to the high school or down here to the radio station.
Don't miss their concert on the
20th. On February 20th, you can get more information, I am sure, by calling the high school.
We're out of time, Jim. I guess that's
Jack,
it.
It's been good. You're soloed this coming the 22nd, and I'll join you on March 1st.
Yeah, enjoy your trip to San Francisco and Oakland. Okay. Stay tuned for Bird Note and Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that, right here on 88.5 KRFY Ponderay.